Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Working Class Bowhunter Podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
I think I left about 4:45.
No one honestly really cares. Steve's calling me while I'm holding, getting ready for this deer to stand up.
Glad you took this deer out. He doesn't even drive American. See, that deer's what's wrong with this country, right? He doesn't even support local American-made deer-compatible vehicles.
That one arrow cost me $33,000. Just aiming too long and just moved a little bit. And I was like, oh no, it fired, you know, crap. I knew as soon as it left, it was just a little high.
But he came right out in the field, made a scrape right in the cornfield, started grunting, walked 30 yards, made another scrape.
You're listening to the Working Class Bowhunter. That's right. This is the podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T-Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Episode number 80 here of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast, right here in wonderful Sherrard, Illinois, 1600 Buckslayer Place. We're right here in the Buckatorium, as always. Well, occasionally, sometimes different, but, you know, for the most part.
90% of the time.
Majority.
I am Steve, the voice that's talking now, and man, I'm super happy to be here, guys.
You're the intro hype man.
You are.
Hype man.
Nope. Kurt's here as always.
Yep, Eric's over here.
Kurt's here to wrangle us up, keep us focused. You know what helps you really stay focused is a great diet and getting all the nutrients you need, and you'll do that once you shoot your deer this year. You go ahead and take it to my buddy Scott Smith right there at Smith's Custom Meats and Deer Processing in wonderful Viola, Illinois. Man, can't say enough about that guy and that whole family. Good operation they got going. If you're in Western Illinois or Eastern Iowa, go ahead and check them out.
Or Southern Wisconsin or Northeastern Missouri or
anywhere in the U.S., just drive there.
Western
and
Indiana, and you don't mind driving an hour and a half, 2 hours, or maybe three. Or if you're like Western Iowa and you want to drive all the way across Iowa to the Quad Cities, then, you know, that would work too. And two in detail? No?
No, it's actually not a bad point.
It's possible.
I mean, anything is possible.
It's very possible.
Creative Critters Taxidermy, I guess no matter where you're located. We'll have to get into some chronic wasting discussion there. If you're in Illinois, Creative Critters Taxidermy is a very wise choice on your end. Make that memory last a lifetime. When you're sitting there in your living room, you look up at your beautiful buck on the wall, you'll thank us for recommending Creative Critters. All right, and I just slowed her down here, huh?
No, man. We're all in deep thought and deep amazement.
We all got that weird look.
They're like, wow. That was really deep.
I guess we'll pick it back up. And speaking of picking it up, you'll need to put it somewhere. So why don't you put it in your Badlands pack?
Zing,
from
nice.
Badlandspack.com. Talk about them every week. There's a reason we do. Guys, we're not going to sit here and blow smoke. because none of us smoke anymore, because we're all living the healthy vegan lifestyle.
None of us smoked anyway, so.
That's true.
No. Well, we're not out here spitting dip.
No, I still am, so.
Yeah, exactly. No, none of us are on a vegan diet because we're all three men, so. We got to it's weird. I feel weird actually working again. So
it's
much.
Funny that how thrown off your game are. It's amazing how much Steve sucks now at intros versus when he just slept till 4 p.m. every day.
I know, dude, because it was like the first thing I did that
day. Because
he
was refreshed.
Like there was one thing I could do right, and it was that. It was just knock it out rather than
sleeping.
Right out of park. Yeah, I could. Dude,
yeah,
I,
last episode with T-Bone, you were.
Oh, man.
You were stuttering a little bit. Worse than I do when I get on a rant.
I think I need one of them Bush lattes. But
you were talking to T-Bone. I'm like, dude, let's roll it up and get it going. You know, it's just a...
sorry. it's been a long week, guys.
I love it, though.
You know what, though? We've got we got to keep rocking and rolling here.
Jesus.
We're gonna Steve's gonna get it figured
See,
out.
See, here it is.
It's going again.
I can't
it's
even do
started.
It, guys. I can't. Like, I
Drink
hit a
some
brick
water.
Wall.
God damn it.
Okay, just stop. All right, Kurt, what do we have going on
there
in
we
this
go.
Episode?
Today, we are pretty excited about this show. We had Experience Wild on. I can't remember what number episode it was. They are affiliated with Bowhunter Planet. And Bowhunter Planet is bowhunterplanet.com. Most of you are probably familiar with. Anytime you look online for a bow review, or even now you can watch hunting shows on Bowhunter Planet's YouTube. They kind of are offering everything for the hunter via YouTube, which is kind of nice. It's like a, it's almost like a channel within a channel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
it
makes
does.
Sense.
And so we'll just get into more detail because we have Dave Thomas from bowhunterplanet.com, and we'll get all into it and see what it's about. So.
Oh, and yeah, we did have a comment earlier. Brandon Brown. Yes, I know it's not. The guy that started Wendy's.
I seen that.
I knew it wasn't because I remember exactly what I was doing then when I found out he died. So we're going to get rolling into it. This is going to be a super cool episode. Steve's going to be mighty refreshed by the time we get there.
Drink some water. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. So we've got Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet on the phone. Dave, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're getting along. We're doing better than Steve.
Yeah, Steve's struggling today.
Yeah, well, instead of sleeping till 4 p.m., man, I actually walked about 8 miles and did something today. Yeah.
Proud of you, Steve.
Kurt, you have access to my phone right now. You can check the health.
I'm not
going to
go through your phone.
We'll do it after.
Dave, let's talk Bowhunter Planet. Most people know what Bowhunter Planet is. If you look up any sort of like bowhunting gear, especially bows, your guys' videos are going to be the first ones to pop up. But say someone has no idea, how would you explain what Bowhunter Planet is?
It's pretty much the ability to access products, videos of products, before you go to the store to buy it. So most of the time, a lot of the people who find us are generally finding us the first time because they're looking, searching for products, and they land on a gear review of some sort.
So how did you start that? What, like, where did that idea come about to, you know, was it just like, oh, I'm going to do gear reviews for people to look up, or did you have, like, a bigger picture in mind? You know, how did you think of that idea?
We started basically with, I originally, it's kind of a weird story, but I originally was big into saltwater fish tanks. It's kind of weird. So I really enjoy saltwater fish tanks. And I was on a forum, and I got kicked off a forum for trying to sell this, like, fish food that I thought was – I started creating myself, and it worked really well. And then they kicked me off because of doing that. So I kind of got upset about it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, I'll just make my own forum. I'll create my own community. So when I sat down with a friend of mine, Tim Mazarana, who's part of Bowhunter Planet as well, I sat down at a coffee shop with him back in, like, 2007. And I said – I told him what happened, and we were both, like, in the fish tanks. We were in it through college, like that. Mm-hmm. But I said we should create our own forum. And then we started looking at it, and then we kind of said, I said, you know, maybe we should do it on something we have more passion about, you know, maybe, like, but Tim never hunted. So I'm like, well, maybe we should do it on bow hunting.
Right.
And I said, instead of this fish thing, because fish things are cool, but it's not like we're, like, scientists or something and know all the different types of fish, and you know, there's really no. So you know, long story short, we decided that day we would do it, and that so we kind of it's just kind of how it started. But I was always a big bow hunter my whole life, so I just kind of look at it like, man, this would be a good way to like kind of keep a journal of what we've done or what we're doing. Me and my close friends Brian and Ron, who we always hunted together, I thought, man, if we just like film some of this stuff and just document it, we can always remember it. So it started in that sense. Bowhunter Planet is a community, a forum, more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Which is a pretty cool idea. That, it's funny you can think a fish tank for where you're at now.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, but it's even funnier because, like, in order for us to do it, we had to come up with some money because we had no money at the time, and we worked jobs and we made okay money then and stuff. But we were like, man, how are we gonna fund this? You know, to build a website, you know, like 2006, 2007, 2008, right in that time frame, you have to pay a couple $1,000s. It wasn't like you could do it today where you can create your own website with Wix or some of these websites.
Right.
You couldn't do that. So we were going to programmers and talking to them, hey, how much would it cost to build this site? But the biggest problem with building a website when you have someone do it is you lose control. You can't make the changes or updates quick enough because you have to go back to them
every time
you have an update. So we had to figure out how we're going to pay for that. So we created a company. It was a dog waste removal company. It's actually hilarious. And we picked up dog poop for over a year, and we made a couple $1,000s that we then put towards the creation of the original Bowhunter Plant. And it was basically funded on dog poop.
That's awesome.
On the back of your truck, did you have one of those? There's a guy that rides around our area here, and he picks up dog poop. And on the back, he's got like, you know, like when you go to the golf course, they've got those cleat cleaners that go. It, like he had one that went right into the trailer hitch.
I didn't have that, no. But I did have a sign that was like a magnet. You could take it on and off because I leave work and throw this magnet on. And I go pick up poop. I go pick up poop wearing dress pants. It was hilarious.
That's awesome.
Just the stupidest thing I've ever done, but it's worth it if I can get this website going.
Oh man, that would have been a sight to see.
See, that's cool though. I think people have a different respect for it now because, you know, you just did it out of pocket. Like before, it was easy. Well, it's not easy now, but it was, like you said, it's way more difficult back then. Whereas you just had to do that, get all that money, and you actually did all that, did the effort, and did some bizarre.
And picked up dog crap.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny because that wasn't that far long ago. If you think about it, it's like 10 years ago.
Right.
And yet it's changed that dramatically, the technology. You know, it's unbelievable.
So, yeah, do you have any kids?
Yes, I have two kids.
Okay, so
7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
So when they're growing up and they're saying, oh, it's too hard, I don't want to do this, you could tell them, listen, I found something I was passionate about, and I picked up dog poop and Steve Madden's, you can do algebra. I'm telling you.
Well, that too, and you can literally tell people, like, man, you don't know the shit I walked through to get here.
Literally.
Yeah. There's German Shepherd, there is Dobermans.
So
the funny part is Tim, so we kind of split up the workload, and Tim had this account. I learned a lot from this because I learned that you really don't want to do like service retail, whatever you call it, because it's number one, it's really hard to get paid. You know,
right.
People don't just pay. And it's like, so Tim had this account where this lady had 4 big dogs. Oh. And so he would literally, every time he'd go fill up 2 5-gallon buckets of dog poop.
Oh,
and he'd have to, because that was like the only one he did. I gave him the one account because it's so much work. So he goes up charts. In the end, I think the lady like still owes us like $500 to the ditch.
Oh no! I just
picked
their bills
poop for free.
Oh man, that's funny.
That is funny.
That's...
I was getting crap. I'm like, man, you didn't even get a penny out of that. He picked up all that poop.
Well, he must not have sifted through it because I don't know. Maybe a dog ate one or but.
Well, I just. 1 week he was on vacation, I had to do that account, and I realized that it was like the worst thing ever. Like, it was amazing, though, how many people actually hired us to do that service that had, like, one little dog. It was, like, literally you're in and out in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
people just rather pay to have it done rather than mess with it themselves.
Money.
I wish I could because I hate picking up dog crap.
Let's get off the dog
money
poop
talks,
talk.
Dog, yeah, you know, whatever walks or sits there.
So,
yeah, that's an interesting, you know, thing. You know, something you're passionate about, and obviously you're doing this the whole time. You know, you're thinking of the higher goal of, you know, you want to do this. I mean, you know, for all those guys out there that are, you know, trying to film and do stuff. I mean, hey, sometimes you got to do some stuff that's not hunting related in order to get to where you need to be.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's the American dream.
Yeah, so basically from there, though, we started the website, and then it became community people. There's about 500 members at one time, I remember. It was like we had a forum. But then I started, and people were coming to us from Archery Talk because Archery Talk has a lot of like negativity in it.
Yes.
And nothing against Archery Talk. They have a lot to manage. There's a lot of people on there. Right. But at the time, we were getting a lot of people from there that were saying like, oh, we don't want to hear any, all this whining and about different things. So it was cool for a little bit. But then I realized that there was such a huge disconnect between where we were and where like Archery Talk was. That we wouldn't be able to compete. They're just too large. And I said, something's got to change here, guys, because we're never going to be able to compete head on. No one's going to sponsor this if they can go to Arch Talk and sponsor them. And they had like 60 sponsors at the time, 100 sponsors.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be too hard. So one night I was in my garage tinkering around, and I saw this. It was like the first video I ever put online. And I had this new tree stand I bought. So I was like, I'm just going to videotape myself assembling this tree stand to show people what it's like. And it was a really goofy, stupid video. But in the end, I learned something from it because I posted it on your Bummer Planet. And people started responding, and it started, like, working. And I was like, wow. And, today, our YouTube's over 6 million views and, all these. And it was funny because there was a big argument in the beginning. Tim didn't think we should do videos. Tim was against the video. He's like, no, we shouldn't do videos. Let's just stick to the forum. And I was completely opposite. I'm like, we're doing videos. If I do them myself, we're doing them. And I knew that the YouTube thing would work because at the time, especially in the bow review section, there wasn't much out there in the market. There was only a couple people who were doing bow reviews. And nothing that I saw, I didn't think I could do a little bit more or try to make a little bit better.
Right. Well, the thing is with your guys' videos is I think why they're so popular and why you guys have a huge following on YouTube and online in general is your videos are done right, where it's like the quality you expect, and it's not like it's not corny. It just you give them what the people need to know about the bow. You do it in an entertaining way, high quality footage, and you show like good up close shots of the bow, like stuff you want to see it being shot over and over again. The cam rolling over, all the little details. You talk about all the options you can get it in, and it's like a non-biased opinion, which I think that's very important.
Yeah, it worked. That was like originally we took different beatings from that. I'll be honest with you guys, like from bow companies, from people. I mean, it was kind of a mixed bag at first, and some of the first videos weren't very good. We learned a lot from that. We tried to put green screens and different things to spice up the videos. One of the biggest critics is Matthews. Matthews is very specific about their video content, what it looks like when they're both shown. So I learned a lot from them over the years because I would do the video. They would give me honest feedback, which was great because I got to learn from what they were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to see other videos that they started promoting more. And I'm like, wow, what are these guys doing that we're not? And I kind of learned from that. And I just took back what I learned. And I said, okay, well, I can do this. And to be honest with you, there's a technology gap, too. So you have to learn how to actually use the cameras. You have to learn how to use Final Cut. You have to learn how to use all these green screens. It's not something you can just simply do. You have to play with it to get it. It's like it's a chemistry mat. And it's like, people watch like Heartland Hunter. That's amazing work. I mean, they're shooting in Red Dragons. You're shooting, a $20,000 camera. And I don't know how they fund all that or whatever. I don't care. But, that's why it looks so amazing when you see anything from Heartland. Because their stuff's so high quality.
Yeah. Right.
And so what we did is we didn't want that high of quality because we thought that's just too fake for us for what we're doing for our bow reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking to cinematically capture the audience because it doesn't make sense. I'm a normal guy. I'm reviewing a bow in a normal way. I'm showing the product in a normal way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sell you the product because it's not my job. My job's basically just to show it to you. You decide for yourself if you like it or don't like it based on what you're hearing and seeing out of this video.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, most people, they live now, like I live in the city, but a lot of people in the hunting community live in the country or farther away from pro shops than like what I live. So where I live, there's two pro shops within 10 miles. But, and then there's a Gander Mountain, there's a Bass Pro,
But for most people, they don't. So that was why I think it caught on so well, because people wanted to see these bows before they waste the money driving, getting their gas, driving their cars to find these bows out in the marketplace.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, you got it figured out, because I do. If I'm going to buy something, one of the first things I do is YouTube it.
Absolutely, every time.
Yeah, type it in on YouTube, like a bow. Last year, I was in the market for a bow last spring. I watched bow reviews on the handful of bows I was looking at, and I would say the first ones I watched were Bowhunter Planet reviews, and one was the Elite Synergy review you guys did, and you showed it just shooting over and over again. You talked about it, all the features of the riser, and went through it, and you know, I probably watched that review you guys did, I don't know, maybe 10 times, and just, you know what I mean? It's just that, I don't know, that's something I do. I'll stay up late and watch YouTube videos and reviews on the stuff I'm thinking about purchasing, and your guys' reviews are different, because it's, if I have that bow still currently, so if I did a review on the Synergy, it would be a little biased, because I have it and like it, whereas, you know, if I didn't have that Synergy, I'd just give an honest review, but I've, like, grown to be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I guess I could do a better review because I'm familiar with the bow over a year, but
yeah.
I don't know. You kind of get what I'm saying there, but.
Yeah, well, that's more of a, that would be more of a detailed review because, you know, when you talk about bows and we look at, like, the different bows in the marketplace, I mean, there's things that we would always say about certain bows, specifically Elite. Elite archery to us is the best backbone in the industry. I don't care what anybody says. You're not going to get a bow that has more percentage let off and more of a lock-in feel than an Elite. I mean, we've shot everything, and there's great back walls, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the most relaxed back wall, you know, and Valley, you know, Elite's kind of got it. I mean, it's hard to fight that for any company because Elite doesn't change that portion of their business. They continually use the same CAN system technology to keep giving that, you know. So.
Yeah.
So when you talk about them, it's easy for the Elite. We actually love when the Elite come in because we actually really enjoy shooting them. So we're actually really pumped up when they get in because we're like, yes, you know, the Elite's back. We get to shoot the new one, and it's a lot of fun. And it's like that for most of the boat companies, too. Some of the smaller boat companies that don't. See, like, not everybody takes part. You would think they would. They'd be smart enough to do that.
Right.
But some don't. It blows my mind. I'm like, how can you not take part in the test lab? It just kills me. But whatever, you know. I mean, this YouTube is the king. You know, you said it already. I use YouTube every day.
Yeah.
I'm on YouTube not even for bow stuff, mostly for camera stuff. I'm searching 50mm lenses, H7S2, 5, you know, trying to find the best camera equipment I can afford to help give the viewers a better experience.
Yeah.
And so I'm always looking for other stuff, not necessarily bows for me, but personally I'm looking for camera equipment, I'm looking for lighting, I'm looking for audio, I'm looking for music stuff so I can try to make my own music to put in the videos. So I'm constantly trying to better what we do in our productions, and that's why we've grown. I mean, we've constantly grown because we reinvest every dime back into the equipment and trying to make it a better situation for everybody.
Right.
For the viewer, for us, for the sponsors, for the people who get involved. And then, you know, like I said, when we go to ATA show, everybody knows, I know pretty much everybody, like all the companies, I know all the marketing reps and the owners for most of them. And it's a great relationship. Like, that's one of the favorite parts about it. I can walk into a Hoyt booth. I know everybody I talk to. We have a good time. We share some stories. I can leave that booth, go to the Matthews booth. I know Corinne. I know all the people there. You know, so it's cool. It's a lot of fun. And they all look to me a lot of times, too, about what's going on in the industry. They ask me questions when I call them. What's
yeah.
everybody else doing? What are you seeing out there? You know, because the truth is they don't touch all those bows. They don't see what Darton's doing. They
right.
don't see what, you know, Elite's doing because they don't have the bow.
Yeah.
And they're too proud to go buy that bow. They're not going to buy that bow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
So,
yeah, I think you're in a really good, you know, position because obviously, you know, you are given a super honest review. And, yeah, it still kind of blows my mind that, like, a lot of these smaller companies wouldn't join the test lab where it's like, you know, if you think about it for them, you're getting an average of 25,000 views, you know, per YouTube. Like, that was, like, the lowest I saw. I think there was some that were way more up there. That was, like, the lowest number that I saw. So,
yeah, a lot of times the views are, like, kind of by timing, too. So, like, a view I do today, might get a couple hundred like throughout this next month or two, but when you start getting towards close to hunting season, they jump like 20,000,
right?
10,000.
Because yeah. Same thing with our episode downloads.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
And the funny thing is like I'm kind of realizing as you're talking how, in a weird way, what you're doing and our podcast is kind of like almost the same market in a way, because yours is a review, whereas we're a review slash word of mouth. Whereas like if we have a company on or a show on, we're word of mouth. So if we're talking about something, we're going to talk about it honestly, because we're not, you know what I mean? Because we're just what we do.
Absolutely.
So all our downloads and listeners.
It's like you said, right? The working man's, like, you know what I mean? That's the whole concept behind amateur and all that, because the key is that, you know, these are the people who actually buy the products. It's
right.
Not, we're not these famous stars that, you know, we shoot certain things and that's it. And I think that goes a long way when people buy things, especially in this industry.
For sure.
Because in this industry, the people who are buying the stuff are blue-collar workers who work their butts off to make their money. And they're not people that are going to waste their money on a product that they don't believe in. And that's why when you see archery talk and these places where people argue with each other, well, what's the best bow? Because these people are proud. They're proud of the brands they support.
Yeah.
And they do, maybe they do whine sometimes, right? Maybe they do this or that. But the truth is they're just really proud of it. They want to make sure they made the right decision.
For sure.
They fight for it.
And that's why
not a bad thing all the time.
No. And that's what we say. Like, people are passionate about their gear and stuff like that. And that's why I always harp on like bow shops. Like, you have to make sure your stuff is right too, because word of mouth in the hunting community is one of the most important things. So
it's thick.
Yeah. So like if Eric shoots whatever bow and I don't know anything about it, I talk to Eric and Eric's like, oh, this bow is awesome. Well, then I'm going to be like, oh, well, then I'm talking to somebody else that doesn't know Eric. Oh, my buddy Eric shoots that. He says this thing's awesome. And then it spreads from there. That's really actually,
you know what,
huge.
Kurt's trying to put this mysteriousness in.
No, but that's how it really is.
He wanted me to say to him, so he wants to get all this credit right now, because I'll tell you what he did. When Kurt bought the Elite, he started telling
everybody.
That's
not what I was getting at, by the way.
But Kurt bought this Elite, and like I think he started talking about it, and then Eric had to get one because he had to be just like Kurt. And I think five, six of our friends now shoot Elites, and now Kurt's dad shoots an Elite. So, yeah,
that's a perfect example. I wasn't getting at that, but that just goes to show you, like, hey, man, I got this bow. I love it. I'm shooting great with it. You want to give it a shot? You know, oh.
You stand behind a product that you believe in.
Right, and I spent my hard-earned money on it.
Right.
And, you know, bows aren't cheap nowadays, so for me to spend, you know, when it's all said and done with all your equipment, you might have $1,500 wrapped up in a bow easy if you decide to do that. You know, so word of mouth's important.
Big money. You know, you spend that kind of cheddar, you know, makes you definitely think about what you're putting it into. And, you know, I do relate it to any hobby, though. Like, people who golf buy new golf clubs every year. People who are serious into bow hunting generally buy the latest model each year. But you know what? Like you said, you know, people want to put their money in what they believe in. If they want to help a company by buying a new bow every year, then that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You know, what's the difference, right? You're going to put it into golf or something else. But if it hunting's your passion, then, you know, if you can afford it, I mean, don't go into debt, all right, people? That's what I do.
Right. Well, the thing is, it's like I tell, you know, people are like, man, you get a new bow every couple of years. I'm like, dude, I don't do anything else. Like, I'm not into, like, Eric builds a drag car. I'm not into drag cars. Don't get me wrong, drag cars are cool.
It takes a lot of money, by the way.
You know,
I think people have the perception, the reason they say that, though, is they know that a bow can last 20 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only reason you get that negativity, is just because people, they look at it like, why do you need a new bow? You just bought one 2 years ago. And, like, you know, we have bows since we started this years ago. We still have a Brownie Mantis. We still have, and, you know, those bows are still good. I mean, we could go shoot a deer tomorrow with them, but it wouldn't make sense. You know, if you're into bow hunting that much, you're not going to have that bow today. I mean, it's just that simple.
Well, right. Yeah, you just tell people, you know, that say that, you know, if they're like, oh, why'd you buy a new bow? Oh, well, when was the last time you bought a brand new pair of underwear? It's just something that, you know, you want to feel
just
comfortable.
Something you
and,
do.
And sometimes, you know, my bow got a hole in it and it's dirty, so I had to get a new one.
Yeah, and speed, too. Let's not forget about that. If you want more speed in the technology, I mean, you got to keep upgrading. These guys are doing a good job, man. I'll tell you what, the bow companies have really turned it up in these last few years, and I couldn't be more proud to be a part of the industry at this point. They never cease to amaze me on the stuff they're coming out with, the ideas they're putting out there, you know, Hoyt with the carbon stuff. I mean, just so much. And You should see the bow. I just finished the bow review last night for the new diamond bow. I'm not so sure what I can say or not say about it. It launches tomorrow, and I'll have the video posted tomorrow at noon.
We'll share it.
The bow is great. This is a non-expensive bow on their line. It fits pretty much anybody. I don't want to give the specs because I'm not sure I'm allowed to, but it right. fits pretty much anybody. And I tell you what, man, I shot it, and I was really excited about it. I just thought, this is what it's come to. These are the capabilities of bow companies putting out bows that have the adjustability of multiple sizes is a critical thing right now.
Yeah.
And everybody's been doing it in the bow industry. And they've been really honing in on this, mods that can swap from draw length and mm-hmm. weights.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Everybody see this thing.
It's funny you mentioned that because my fiance has a Diamond Infinite Edge, and that's like an older model. I don't know, it's probably maybe 3-4 years old now. So I guess not too old, but yeah, that's a completely adjustable bow. So the new one's got to be awesome. So I'm pretty excited to see what that's all about.
And I'll say that this is off that platform, and you're going to be, I don't want to say jaw drop, but you're going to be very happy with what you see. And I have a lot of history of Diamond, and some of it in a bad way. Before Diamond was purchased by Bowtech, they were their own company, and I had a bow from them called the Rapture, and I've never missed more deer in my life than I did with that bow, and I was not a happy camper coming up before. And once I started BHP, that was the first year I actually bought. The first bow I bought after I had that was a PSC Bow Madness, and it was at a Bass Pro Shop, and I bought that bow in 2009, right when we started BHP, and then I killed two deer with it that year, and I was like, what in the world? I'm like, that bow killed me, right. I was not happy about it. And the thing I found with this new one is that, and this is the first Diamond I've picked up since that moment, because we've done Bowtech bow reviews, but not Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy that Bowtech uses some of their technology in this bow. And this bow shoots just like any great bow on the market. That's why I was like, wow, this is what I was talking about. This is what I was hoping to see with this brand, what they do with it, to make it such a great shootable bow and make people happy about it and a fun bow to shoot. And that's one of the things I'll talk about in the video. I actually enjoyed shooting. I had a good time. And then, again, to have the adjustability to let a youth shoot it, the same exact moment, just by doing a couple adjustments, is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
so I
awesome.
Think what we'll see here tomorrow is that a bow that really does fit that mold for any age range, and I think very exciting.
Yeah, and that's like I love hearing that story, and that's just for you guys out there that are, super brand loyal. Hey, sometimes things come around, because I love what bow companies do now. Like one company is going to do this. And then the next year, every other company is going to figure out how to simulate that. And then everything's just going to keep growing, So every time one bow company comes out with something that's really, really good, the other bow companies pick up. And every product then, I feel, gets better.
Absolutely.
I look at where Matthews was a couple years ago with the Creed XS. That was the bow I had. And the transition they went from the Creed XS to the NoCam, then to the Halon, and to me it seems like they kind of went from we're going to be you can go buy a high end bow to now we want a piece of the game. We see what Elite's doing, we see what Hoyt's doing.
Well, Elite kind of did that though. Elite just came. Elite's been around, but the last year, they just took over tournament archery. Like, you can't go anywhere without seeing an Elite logo now. So it's...
Well, their staff's so big, I get it. But it's a great shooting bow, so I'm not going to take away that from them by any means.
Right.
But with a staff like that, you're really... I mean, you pretty much just...
But maybe that's why. I mean, maybe there's money involved there, which more than likely there is. But I don't know. Like, you get a guy like Levi Morgan, he's not going to shoot a junk bow. You know what I mean?
For sure. But he's got to win, let's be honest, right?
Exactly.
If he doesn't
right.
win, that doesn't look good either. So,
right.
For the target shooters of the world, they have their own, I don't want to say cults, but they're kind of like, I've never really paid attention to Target. It's just my personal preference, only because I have no problem with actually doing a segment at Target coming up with a local friend of ours who shoots Target, and I just wanted to let people understand target who are bow hunters, but a lot of bow hunters, you know, even myself, never once knew Levi Morgans of the world or anybody like that. I care less about target shooters, you know, and I've had so many arguments with companies in the industry over that concept, like, you know, because a lot of target people feel that target people are the ones who are making those changes who, and I try to say, but as a bow hunter, I don't really care what they're doing. Right, I'm not saying they're doing good things, but as a bow hunter, I just want to go shoot a bow. I don't care if there's a target shooter on the packaging or not.
For sure.
I'm going to buy a bow if I like it.
Completely
so
understand
that's
that.
Just been my kind of thing over the years. And I, you know, so I've always had arguments. So I'm not scared to argue with a marketing person, even if they're not going to work with me then.
Right.
But I just, you know, I just try to be honest. Because none of my friends who hunt know any of these target people. And nor do they care, nor would they would. You know, and a lot of bow hunters do not. Now, that's the, you know, let's be honest. A lot of bow hunters, like you said, have older bows. They don't pay attention to what's going on in the industry.
Right.
They can care less. Yeah. You know, they're like, hey, I got a bow. I can go hunt. Big deal. Let's do it. I'm not going to spend any more money. I'm good.
For sure.
So, well, it makes it a great heritage.
So, let's transition a little bit. So, Bowhunter Planet is more than just reviews and all that. Go into detail what else you got going on and what you guys offer.
Yeah. So, you know, what happened was we started building really good relationships with a lot of companies in the industry. And I'm saying good to where they called me. They said, Dave, we need a show. We need something we can, and we need a low cost solution. That's something we can do that can, you know, provide content for us, you know, on the video photography side, you know, what can you help us with? So that's what kind of spurred us to create our own hunting shows online. Mm-hmm. So we started with Hunt Series. Hunt Series is a show that was straight amateur hunters. At first, we locked in with some smaller sponsor stuff, and we've had sponsors along the way for a long time, like Trueball. Trueball's been involved with us since we started. Amazing company, great products. And the problem is when you work with someone like Trueball, how can you really change? You know, if you're using something that works so good and the people are awesome, why would you ever change? So we ended up working with Trueball with all of our shows now. Because it was just something that worked so well, like the QAD rest, you know, same concept. Kind of do that in every show just because everybody loved it. And LimbSaver products, just different things we carried over through all shows. But anyhow, so we started with the Hunt Series that dwarfed into, that was picked up by Dart and Archery, was the main sponsor in the bow segment.
Mm-hmm.
And Badlands and a couple other large brands, Muck Boots, LimbSaver, Black Eagle Arrows. And so that kind of dwarfed into another show, because what happened then was we had more people come up to us and say, we need more, we want another show. So we started the Bone Driven Show for Strother Archery a few years back. And Strother.
Eric's excited you said Strother.
I'm so pumped that you said that, because these guys always give me crap that I used to shoot a Strother.
I think it's awesome. No, not, we're joking when we give them crap.
I know.
But yeah, Strothers are awesome.
Strother,
I see Eric got all excited when you said
Strother
that.
Strother Vital was one of the sweetest bows we used, and we really enjoyed that bow. It was a hard hitting bow. I wouldn't say it had the best draw cycle by any means, but it really hit hard. It had a cool design with those ovals in it. And but anyhow, so they started it. Obviously, they went under. So we approached then. At the same time, Bear Archery came to me and said they were looking for something. And then we tried to get a deal with them for Bone Driven. The timing didn't work out for them. And then Hoyt picked it up, which was great because, you know, Hoyt's a legendary company. Oh, now here we are. We got Dart and Archery with, you know, 60-plus years. We got Hoyt Archery with, you know, over 60 years, I think 80 years. You know, and so we're like, wow, this is sweet. And then Bear then came back on because when the time was right, they wanted to complete the transaction. So we gave them Experience Wild. So now we have Hunt Series, Bone Driven, and Experience Wild. And the differences are big. Hunt Series is complete amateur style. Bone Driven is more serious stuff. The guys are traveling to, you know, your great state. Over there, they're going south, they're going to Iowa, they're going to Ohio. So they're actually trying to find bigger bucks and actually really focus on the content.
Right.
And whereas like Hunt Series has actually grown a lot. It's actually gotten a lot more cinematic than it originally was because we brought in Corey Merriman. And Corey is just absolutely amazing when it comes to editing. And myself, we do it together now. So we do it for all the shows, me and him. But, you know, he's really made Hunt Series into a more serious contender now when it comes to shows. And it's great because Darton's loving it, right? they're getting a lot more publicity on this show and originally because of the transition. But anyway, so we got the Bone Driven, and then we got Experience Wild, which is a show that's based more on outdoor everything, which you guys talked to John.
Yeah.
So you got a chance
Great
to talk to him. John was like the perfect fit. When I met John, we already had the idea Experience Wild was coming, and I already had Bear ready to sponsor. Bear sponsored that show without a logo.
Oh, really? That's big.
All it was a phone call I made to him. I said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. They're like, we're in. I was like, awesome. So, and that just goes to show you, right? Relationships in the industry are critical.
Exactly. Yeah,
very true.
When you have good relationships, you know, they trust me. They trust me that I'll do what I say I'm going to do, and I'll come through. And that's a big deal for me because, you know, it's a small industry. Handshakes go a long way in this industry.
They really do.
And word of mouth is critical in this industry. Yeah. I mean, if you say you're going to do something, you better do it because, you know, people remember it and then forget it. You know, you could lose years working with the company.
For sure.
Good example is Badlands. You know, Badlands never gave me the time of day, not even close, until Blake came in there. And then he was like, I'm in. My internet's growing. We're in. You know, we want to be a part of this. And I was, at the time, I never really played with Badlands here. And once we got them in for Hunt Series, I was shocked on the clothing. I was shocked on the packs, of course, but I knew the packs were going to be good. I've heard a lot of good things about them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And when they came out with the approach this year, we're still waiting to get all that in, but we got some pieces of it in, and we were just so happy because it was just so exciting. Now I'm trying to get like a bow dipped in that color for them and, you know, get it on the show so we can use it for pictures.
Yeah,
it was just really exciting to work with a company like them.
I just saw an
AR. Company was hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would just say I saw an AR dipped in that that approach camo. That thing came out and it looks sick. Like it was.
Yeah, I've seen some test ones they've done with that hydro company they're working with, and I'm just trying to get. It's a little tricky, right? Because I have to get the bow company, I have to get Darton to send them a raw riser to do it, and then I also get them to approve that, and they might not approve that because they don't carry that camo.
Right.
So it gets a little tricky in there.
Right.
That's
right.
Where it comes into a lot of. You help me, I help you concepts. Like, how can we make this work and no one get mad or in trouble, right? Because, you know, it's hard for a boat company to put a camo on they don't sell. Because then it's like, why? I don't want you to promote a camo we can't provide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, then
so
one,
it gets into a little tricky. I just want it for the pitchers, but it gets to a little tricky scenario when you try to connect companies to do things of that nature. But
yeah, for sure. I can understand that.
Because if one people sees it, then 1,000 people will want it.
One people?
I knew what he meant, Steve. You don't got to stop the guy in his tracks. But,
yeah,
you got a good thing going on, man. It's kind of cool. Like, we were talking in our intro where it's kind of just like, it's almost like a little network you have going on where you kind of can get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you know, we found that it's like a living organism. And if you don't, like, just kind of go with it in different directions, you don't see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You have to kind of, in the internet today, in technology, you really have to just keep playing with different concepts to see what works and what doesn't. And, you know, we've tried many different things over the years, some giveaways and stuff. And some things took off for a while, then Facebook changed rules, so things change. So it's all about, like, where they're at, what they're giving you access to. I mean, we have access to all these people, but they don't let me reach them. You know what I mean?
Right,
so I can't get to my 400,000 on Facebook because they'll make me pay for it.
Right.
So it's a little tricky.
Which is BS.
In that sense. Well, it's crazy. It's definitely bait and switch, but hey, I can't believe no one's sued them yet, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's just, to me, especially the big companies, right? Ford and GM, and I can't believe they haven't gone after them on that. You know, you can't do that. You can't build something up like that and change the rule completely and charge me now.
Right.
After we gave you these people because they came from my brand, you know?
For sure.
So
that's very true.
It's crazy to me, and I went to college. I have a master's degree in marketing, and that stuff's like clean as day, like bait and switch. So I can't believe that legally no one. Yeah, whatever. That's Facebook.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, the thing is, speaking of giving ways,
Wild.
Oh, go ahead.
Experience Wild, and we actually changed our platform this week. We came up with another idea that we really are excited about, and that was that we always have been a network, but we never really opened our door to general public video.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did this week is we started this concept of if you have an online show or you're just an amateur and you want to showcase your videos, you can put it on our network now. So now we would upload your video to our YouTube page, and that gets you in front of all our people. So when you talk about views of, you know, 1,000 to 50,000 for one of your videos, That goes a long way. So now people have the opportunity to get in front of our audience, and we're going to offer it in like different packages. One's a paid and one's a free. The free, obviously, we'll put advertisements in there or something. We're not really 100% sure. We're still working on that, but we're thinking go that route. So people have an option, you know, like you could do the Hunt Channel or something like that. You're paying for it. There's no free concept or chance, you know.
Right.
You're paying.
Absolutely.
It's it's a great idea, too, for everyone to get to kind of get their name out there, get in front of your audience.
Yeah. And then what we did now is we created Experience Wild. That can be its own network as well. So Experience Wild will have everything other than bow hunting.
Yeah, that's what John was saying, and that's awesome. Like,
that's a cool concept.
Yeah, from hiking to camping to whatever.
Yeah, it's a, you know, we say everything wild. So our thought was, you know, I would love to showcase camp. But we do a lot of camping with my immediate family, and I would love to showcase that. In fact, I just filmed a segment we went up this past weekend. I was like, man, I really like to reach this outdoorsman in general. Some people aren't into bow hunting or stuff like that, so I'm like, how can we do this to where it makes sense? So I think what we're going to do is keep the show for now, like Experience Wild TV, which will showcase all those things, but then have the website be actual network and people can, you know, get highlighted in the website as well as the YouTube and in the whole channel. That one's going to be evolving.
So with the camping though, I mean, you know, how much footage are you going to have of the 30-foot motorhome that's pulling the Jeep Wrangler behind it? You know, is there going to be whole 30 minutes of the queen size bed in the back?
Experience or? Wild, Steve.
Like, you guys don't camp like I camp. All
right. That's funny. We do.
Dave, I just thought of an idea.
Kevin has a big RV. And he uses that all the time.
There you go.
It's funny.
Dave, I got an idea. Maybe after this hunting season, whenever you guys get things rolling, people that submit their videos and stuff like that, maybe, you know, after this hunting season, whoever turns in, you know, what footage, maybe you could hand pick a handful of them, and then we could do we could feature them on an episode of the podcast.
That'd be great. I think that'd be exciting. I think it'd be fun, and I think people would really like that, I think, to have a chance to talk about their hunts and, you know, get to experience some of this stuff, right? Not everybody gets to experience being on a radio show, a podcast, or anything like that.
Right.
So I think people really would be excited to do that. Absolutely. We're definitely in for that.
Well, that too, and the podcast is a little different. The podcasts are growing, like the market of it's growing. People are starting to learn. A lot of people don't even know what they are, so they're starting to be like a little aware, like, well, instead of that crappy morning show, I can listen to a podcast about whatever I'm into. So
whenever you want.
Whenever you want. Yeah.
Is the big appeal.
So the thing is with that is, the cool thing when we have guests on, there's a lot of people that listen to our show that'll write us and be like, man, you know, I didn't know he was that cool of a guy, or she was that cool, or I didn't know this about them. There's certain things, it's more intimate. You get
you kind of get the background story on the person.
Right. It's like you almost get to have the conversation with that person one-on-one, and it's a little deeper background insight, personal level.
Right.
For these people you see on TV or behind the company or whatever, you know. So that's a good opportunity if they're trying to market their show a certain way. Well, people can listen to that episode and really see what they're like.
Get the full details on it.
Exactly. And then they'll even be more into their show and more likely to support them at a more like passionate, personal level.
Yeah. I agree. I think you guys got something special here. And I you know, when I heard the show the first time when John was on it, I was very excited for this, you know, interview as well, because I just got that feeling that, man, this show's different than anything I've been on. And it's got you guys to have a good chemistry together, and that's really critical. And I think it really, to me, it mimics some shows that we had here in Detroit. There's one on the radio called Drew and Mike. If you guys ever get a chance to listen to it, give it a whirl online. It's old now, but because they're not there no more. But they had a good chemistry, and I think when you have chemistry and you have guests on there, you can really open the doors more to what they talk about. Like me talking about the poop thing, I never told anybody that. So you guys are lucky; you got something different. So let me ask you a picture holding poop in one hand and the bow in the other.
You should
poop the bow.
We got the shittiest story, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
behind
but
the scenes.
You were supposed to say. I remember you guys had something special when the first podcast I listened to was the very first one. You should have lied to us and said that. That's how it sounds like. It's like you hopped in 280 laps into Daytona 500. Right? And then, like, you, like, got first place. Like, I won. I finished at the last. I finished first at the last lap. So
we do appreciate the kind words, by the way. That means
we
a lot.
Do. Absolutely. We do. Yeah, you know, we tease a lot. But I mean, I think that just goes with, like you said, like what we do. I mean, you know, we never wanted to be like super serious because there was no way.
That's because we're never serious in person.
You know, yeah. you know, what, like some of the stuff you hear, like when these guys are ripping on me, that is really, really tame.
Yeah.
You know, when we're around it, you know, it was never going to be something like, hey, guys, you know, welcome here and we're going to talk about this. It's just like, you know, we just wanted to be real with it and, you know.
Go with the flow.
We did have have our listeners, like, we gave them a chance to call in, and we'll do it more. But, man, it's just so cool. Like, you know, people latched on to, you know, just something that we've worked hard to create. And I'm sure you're you know, the same way that, you know, you figured out how to put stuff on video. You know, I remember the first couple times me and Kurt sitting here trying to figure out how do you put a podcast out, you know, and just those learning curves and, you know, like seeing some of the stuff that we've seen, it's just like, it's a really relieving feeling, you know?
It's a good time.
And
thank God for the interwebs.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. So the point I guess I was trying to make was like, it was cool that we got to be ourselves and people actually enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I agree. That's what we've never wavered as well. I mean, we just do our thing and we take a lot of hits. Believe me, people, you don't know what you're talking about. Guy holds the ball like an idiot, you know, all sorts of things. I mean, I don't care. I tell the guys, you know, because at first, like, Jamie, he's not a lot of the test lab with me now. It's easier with two people than one, and I decided when he can do it, I'll have him or John or someone else sit in. And that way, when you're talking, it's like a conversation, you know. You're not just
right.
Me trying to talk to camera, which you're going to see tomorrow on the dime one because it was short timing. But, you know, it's easier when you have someone there talking with you, and you can – have a conversation. But, you know, the advice is always the same for me that I give to everybody in this industry is that you just got to be open about everything and work with anybody and everybody
right.
in a good way. Obviously, you don't want to get, you know, anything negative. But, I mean, you know, that's one of the biggest things I've seen is there's still a lot of companies that don't work with us. And not just companies, but other communities that mm-hmm. don't give me the time of day. They don't return calls. And it's just really unprofessional, in my opinion. I just feel like, we're trying to do something together here, guys. This
right.
isn't like,
yeah,
I'm not trying to make a living, you know, and or take away something from you.
Right.
But the truth is, I'm here, and we're not going nowhere. You know, I mean,
right.
So why not work together on projects? And you know, like,
sky's the limit.
There's no communication, and you know, I probably reached out to every single community that's bow hunting like us, and I think I probably have zero responses from them wanting to work with us on anything, any projects, whether it's
right.
like, you know, hey, let's do this together and promote this brand that you guys work with, or,
right.
you know, it's just, it's unfortunate. It's kind of sad, to be honest. I just feel like
yeah, we've
it's
had
not
that
a positive thing.
For sure. We've had that experience as well. You know, obviously we haven't contacted everyone we get on the show because it's endless opportunity there, but there's a few people that we've contacted, and we've been attached to forwarded emails that have been very negative within that company, and then that kind of ruins it for me. I'm just like, no, even if they do contact me, I don't even want to do the show now after seeing what was forwarded within the emails. And then
that we accidentally got it.
Yeah, what's fun? Yeah, they didn't know we were still attached to the email, and I got to see some things that were said. I'm like, wow, well, I kind of know what they're all about now. So,
yeah.
You know,
or when there's companies like that, too.
Or
you know,
people,
you got to be careful. And you
right.
know, you know.
You know, when people ask
you gotta have fun.
You know,
not worry about money. That's the key.
Well, that's the thing that someone was asking us too one time. It was like, you know, when it was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? You know, like, oh, how much does it pay?
I said, well, it's free promotion for whatever you're doing. So, and then the email stopped there. You know, it's like you said, let's work together, man. Sky's the limit. You can
right.
do. We can do whatever we want. You know, we can. You know, Working Class Bowhunter and Bowhunter Planet can do. We can do whatever and take it however far you want to go. And no one can stop it. You know, it's up to us what you want to do with it, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about it. You just have to be optimistic about it, and you just.
Well, that's the thing. You got to have fun, man. And I think a lot of people, they always ask me, like, oh, how do I get on your pro staff? And I mean, just from a personal, you know, people. And it's like, just do your thing, and if it's good, people will find you.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Yep.
I mean, it's
yep.
not like
hard sure.
genius work here. If you want to film and be on a hunting show, go out and film. And then show what you've done. Just keep putting out a line.
Yep.
I mean, people will, you know, people will respond to it. And we're always looking for people who can film. I mean, it's never ending. If I see someone who does a good job, I definitely try to reach out to them. Even if they're just a person,
right?
Hey, interested in doing some video work with us? And you know, and a lot of times people get. I don't think people realize like what BHP does. You know, it's a sense that in our pro staff is the best pro staff in the industry. I don't think there's a pro staff that's as close as ours. Besides, like the Drurys or bigger ones, you know, like
right.
the Crush or anything like that. Our pro staff. The main guys are supposed to have don't buy anything. I mean, there's no, and then the guys below them pay like a pip, which is still like literally, you know, pennies on the dollar, you know, I mm-hmm. mean, so like, I don't think they realize that because they'll say like, oh, I'm on this show and I film for this show. I'm like, well, what did it really do for you?
Right.
And, you know, but I don't want to get into their details. I don't care. I'm just, you know, right. you should at least figure out what we're offering before you say no. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Right. Sure.
Or,
well,
you know.
Well, there's two things that, you know, people that if you want to get on, like, because we've actually had a couple people email us, how do they become a host on the show? I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't really work that way with the podcast, you know, but you know, they got to understand that. But two things, if you want to get into film and get recognized by someone, in my opinion, is be passionate and be consistent. You can't just come in and Absolutely. Out of it and think you're going to go somewhere. You have to be consistent. Like this podcast, we wouldn't have yeah. the listening base we have if we did it once a month or if we just did it once every now and then. Like consistently every Thursday we put out an episode. The last couple of weeks we've been putting out 3-4 episodes a week. Just it's fun. So we do it.
And people are loving
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So go ahead.
I'm going to flip topics here
okay.
real quick, so I just want to make sure we talk about the film fest.
That's exactly where I was going just now, so go ahead.
And I just want to sorry, I'm walking around my neighborhood, so people are waving.
Are you walking around right now?
Picking up dog poop.
Absolutely. I got to get my steps in, man. I bought this Garmin Vivo Fit 2 thing, and I'm pushing it. I'm trying to get my steps in, and I'm usually around, you know, a minimum 10,000 a day, but I lost 20 pounds doing this for the past 2 months now.
Awesome.
And I got to get my photo shoot mode because, you know, I told the guys, you better start losing it, man. You got to fit into these clothes for pictures. So
there you go. So you only get them the one size, and it's like, if you don't fit, you're not in the picture.
Exactly.
Right. That's awesome.
Well, it's like Badlands. You know, Badlands sent us the approach stuff. They sent me like a medium jacket. I'm like, boy, Blake, what is this, man? Like, who's going to fit in this thing?
That's funny.
And it looks so small. Like, we put it on, it was like fat guy in a coat thing. We're like, whoa, look how funny that looks, man. Let me get your picture. Jamie's like ripping it off as fast as he can.
That's funny. So funny.
That's hilarious.
So we created the Film Fest this year. What happened was we saw that there's a lot of people doing Film Fest, including Badlands and other ones. And we saw that, you know, that's cool, but, like, they're doing it more on location. Whereas us, we're like, man, we could, you know, because we're at the ATA show, the Badlands has their film fest we go to. It's really cool. They do a great job. And I just thought, man, we should create one online and let amateurs have a chance and pros. So we created two categories, an amateur and a pro. So the amateur can be anybody. I mean, really, it can be someone who filmed with an iPhone. There's no, like, no one says you can't enter as an amateur. As long as it's 6-minute max and it's into us by 11-1, people can enter. And then people who vote can win products, too. Now, we got Yeti on board, so they gave tons of Ramblers and coolers. There's all this great stuff that's just sitting in our studio. And I'm waiting to, you know, I'll ship it out as we go. But
I have a Yeti koozie in my hand right now, actually.
Oh, it's seriously amazing, guys. Like, they sent me a ton of stuff. I mean, it's like opening, it's like Christmas. You're like, whoa, this is amazing, you know? And so what we're going to do is, when people vote, they'll automatically be entered to win, like, some of the Yeti, the smaller stuff, like the Ramblers, the Coolster.
That's awesome.
Boots. There'll be tons of you just from voting, simply just voting. So I basically the winners will get, it's like a $500 gift card for B&H Photo so they can invest more in, you know, video stuff they want. For both categories, pro and amateur get the same stuff, which makes it cool. They'll get Muck Boots, they'll get a Yeti cooler, they'll get a bunch of little stuff. And then we also then for the voters, we have a couple like cross in the sense of crossbows. I mean, it's like
that's awesome.
It's like pretty legit stuff, man. Like there's crossbows, there's Vanguard Optics, there's tons of stuff that's just sitting there. We just had Ultra Pro X send us two those 4K cameras like a GoPro,
right?
To give away. And we're like, man, this is intense. So for all the viewers listening, I mean, you should definitely take part in this, and you know. Even if you're an amateur, you should still do it because you just don't know. I mean, you could win something just for entering. I mean, it's totally worth it. I mean, in that sense.
Well, and it's such
we're hoping it does good. everybody's watching it. Yeti's watching it like a close tooth. And then we want it to do good because if it does good, next year they're going to give us money towards it. And that money we can give back out, which makes it even bigger. So instead of a $500 prize, maybe it's $2,000 each winner, you know?
For sure.
So we're definitely pushing it this year, and we think the turnout will be real well. I mean, we already got 12 entries so far, and it's been early. I mean, no one's has been, like, way early.
Will there be, like, a first, second, third place type of thing?
Yes. Right now we have it where there's, like, a first and second. Third's not – we had third originally, but we used to have first, second, and I think third's questionable. There's definitely first and second. So second, you don't get – I think you get, like, $100.
Right.
But you also still get some of the same cool stuff. Like, you get – you don't get the cooler, but you get the muck boots. And some other things. So, but maybe the winners will give them an option. You know, do you want the Yeti cooler? Do you want a crossbow? Or do you want, you know? So there'll be some cool give and take there. And
well, go ahead and throw a.
Yeah. So where can you? How do you enter this? Or how do you? Where do you find that at?
You can go to bowhunterplanet.com, and then when you're there, you'll see a link. You can click it says Film Fest, and the drop down. Or if you look, you'll see the symbol across the seal that you can click, and it goes into it. And that just gives you all the rules. How it works, who's involved, how you enter. There's a couple areas you can enter all your info. So it's cool because, like I said, you have a pro and an amateur division. So the pros are going to be people shooting in, you know, serious cameras. Maybe they're hunting shows right now and they want to do one. You know, it could be any hunting show could do it. It'd be at the pro level because it would just be. So a lot of the guys, I think a lot of people I know in the industry are doing the pro one. There's probably about four people I know already who are doing one. Which I'm excited for. It's so exciting to see it, you know.
For sure.
And they're going to be custom, so it makes it really cool. And I'm just excited to help, you know, try to reward them with these things, too. And it gives them some publicity in front of people like Yeti and these big names.
We'll add a featured episode of our podcast into that prize for in both amateur and pro categories for first and second. And I don't know, that'd be cool. Give them a chance to, like I said earlier, just
be on an episode.
Yeah,
talk
be cool.
It.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, too. I love that idea. We can have them, absolutely. That's a great idea. We'll talk about that offline.
Right.
But we could definitely do something there.
For sure.
Yeah, and we'll...
Go ahead. And the last thing we didn't talk about, I'll just throw in real quick, is that Bowhunter Planet also owns RedVikingMedia.com. And we do all of our... We do a lot of media in the industry. People don't know that, but we do a lot of photography and videography for companies like Muck Boots. We do all their outdoor photography. A whole bunch of companies hire us to do that. So it's exciting because we got this company that can do all this extra content that, you know, most people don't do, or they think they have to get a pro staff to do, and really they can just use us to do it. So it's a lot of fun. It's cool to do all that in one.
Cool.
A lot going on, guys.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like another episode in the works already, because we could probably talk for forever.
It's surprising that you even had time to get a walk in. I mean, you know, it's just,
well, we negotiated times for this podcast, I think, all day today and like the last couple of weeks. I'm like, what time works for you, man? Well, I don't know, I got one guy working and then it just I'm glad we just got it done.
My schedule is based on my beautiful wife and her life.
That's everyone's life.
Let me slide this time in.
Okay, that's
we hear that more than anything.
Yeah, that's the boss right there.
Yep.
She holds the calendar. As though you're texting me, I'm texting her.
That's funny. So what, real quick, like if you want to give out your personal social media, all the shows that are part of
Thought you almost said personal social security number.
No, I'm not pulling you.
I was like, dude.
Just all the social media accounts related to Bowhunter Planet, anything else people need to know to look you guys up and follow you, just go ahead and shout that out right now.
Yeah, people can just go to basically bowhunterplanet.com, and from there they'd be able to see all the different links to everything. We got, you know, experiencewild.com, homedriven.com, huntseries.com, redvikingmedia.com, and those are pretty much the main things we have that are live right now people can go to. But again, if you went to bowhunterplanet.com, you can get all that from there.
Cool. I'll throw that link in the description of the episode. Anything else you want to add?
No, man, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I know we packed a lot of conversation there, so I apologize if I cut anybody off.
No,
no, you're fine.
That.
No,
man, that's what we do.
About.
Normally it's us cutting you off, so good job. Good job encountering. That's what we like.
Yeah, you're the most you're the most important person in our lives right now, so... You know,
well, hey, guys, I appreciate you guys talking about poop with me. So,
hey, no problem. We'll do that
fun.
Any day.
Welcome to every day.
That's Steve's life, by the way.
Oh, man.
Just a never-ending ball of shit is Steve's life. I'm only kidding, Steve. We love you.
Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not so easy. You know, it's just...
It is what it is, baby. It's my life. What can I say? But you guys want to add anything?
No. Yeah, I'd like to add that my life isn't actually that poopy. It's pretty cool. I went back to work this week, so...
Back on track.
I got that going for me. So no, this was super cool, Dave. Man, you know, we appreciate what you do. You know, we're always watching your videos. Anyone that's out there, I know you've seen the videos, but you know, go follow them on YouTube. You know, you see like their channels. You know, smash that subscribe button.
Right. Like, you know, comment, subscribe, as I say in the YouTube world.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I love the fact that you will pick up anything and give an honest review on it, because what do you got to lose? If it's bad, then the companies hear it and they're like, well, cool, we'll change it.
Yeah, that's very true.
That is true.
Eric, you got anything you want to add?
I just want to say thanks, man, and keep putting out these awesome videos and doing what you're doing.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So, all right, guys, you heard it here. Go to bowhunterplanet.com, workingclassbowhunter.com. Yeah. We don't promote our own website as enough as we should. We suck at that, but that's all right. And... we got a lot more episodes coming in the next couple of weeks. We're cranking them out.
Oh, we got some fun ones next week.
Yeah, we're actually going to be doing one this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to release it this weekend or next week.
It's a surprise.
It's
episode.
A repeat guest, but it's going to be a good time. That's really all I got, guys. Get through that summer heat. Get through your work week. Shoot your bow on the weekends. Have a good time. And you know what to do. I said shoot your bow on your weekends, but I'm going to go say it again. Go shoot your bow. We love you.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.